section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Bret Hart news, WrestleMania rumors, and Doug talks Royal Rumble. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. We have a special guest, Doug Hahn. Let's start the show by discussing most recent news. So we got some tragic news dealing with Bret Hart. What's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, so it's very unfortunate, but Bret Hart announced on Monday that he has cancer. He has prostate cancer in particular. So, you know, it's not something fun to deal with. And obviously there's a lot of support pouring out for him. You know, and you know, for somebody who is definitely a living legend and had a big impact on the industry, albeit, you know, even 20 years ago, you know, it's nice to see that he's still alive today. And so hopefully, you know, us here Off the Mark, wish him a very happy and speedy recovery.
I completely agree. Doug, do you have anything you want to talk about on this?
Just that I echo Aaron's sentiment. Cancer is not easy to deal with, no matter where it is or how small or how early they catch it. It's still a serious condition, and I can't wait till they find a cure for it.
I completely agree. So, Doug, where were you a few Sundays ago?
I was at the Royal Rumble.
And how was it being there?
It would have been excellent had I gotten the seat I've actually paid for.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't really, I guess, understand where I was sitting. I thought I was sitting on the opposite side of where I was, but I had a limited view, so I really had to wait until people came like halfway down the ramp to see where they were.
But now, Doug, you've been to one other Royal Rumble, which was down in Phoenix, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did that Rumble compare to this one?
The Rumble match itself, I think, was a little bit better this time. The overall pay-per-view, I think, was better for the Phoenix one. And a lot of that has to go with actually the fact that when I was down in Phoenix, everybody knew that it was John Cena's to win. There was no doubt about it. It was John Cena, and then you had The Rock versus CM Punk in the title match, which, again, I think that's what helped that card a little bit better. Was, I mean, to see The Rock live is a very, very a privilege, I think, even right now. That was a great match between Rock and CM Punk. But the Rumble match itself, it's like you knew right away there was only one person to win, and that was going to be Cena, because it was going to be Cena versus Rock at WrestleMania. I mean, they were already advertising it. So that kind of let it down. This Rumble, you had at least, I would say, four good contestants for the Royal Rumble to see who was going to win. When it really came down to it, you only had two that you thought were going to win, but at least two were in the final four. So it made it up. Kind of a who's going to win scenario. The excitement was still there to the very end. As for the Royal Rumble or the pay-per-view itself, the only other good match to watch is the Owens Ambrose match. And I mean, that was a phenomenal match, and the crowd was really into that one. After that, I mean, I even got up and went and got a snack, walked around for a little bit, and I really didn't care that I missed most of the rest of the pay-per-view.
Now, Doug, in terms of the undercard, can you give us an idea of who received the biggest cheers and who received the biggest boos for just the undercard?
For the undercard, I was very surprised. It was the pre-show, I think, had a lot of people interested in, despite the fact that there wasn't not that it was a big match to begin with, but Sandow. I don't know, because I don't watch the other shows that happen. I only really watch Raw, and I'll catch up on some SmackDown. Is Sandow been gone from WWE for a while? I know he hasn't been on Raw, but has he just been gone, injured, or anything?
He's been doing some stuff on, what is it, Main Event or Superstars, whatever they have. Right, Andy? You watch that.
I don't watch Superstars. I just saw that Titus O'Neil was on Superstars recently, but yeah.
Well, the pop that he received was kind of that of something like a welcome back kind of pop that I thought was like everybody wanted to see Sandow. You listen to it, and hopefully, I didn't watch the preview of Royal Rumble or the review of the preview of the Royal Rumble, but I mean, everybody was cheering for him, and you know, they got a large sexual chocolate chant going out and turned into a gyration match between Mark Henry and Bubba Ray, which was pretty funny. And so at least those parts were entertaining. The match itself, it actually really stank. But other than that, Kevin Owens, Ambrose, huge pop. And like I said, everybody was interested in that. Really got everybody interested into the pay-per-view. And then just from downhill from there until you hit the Rumble.
Well, who had the biggest boos, would you say?
Boos? I don't know. It really was more of a, we're going to cheer, and then we just didn't care about the rest of it. I cannot recall. I rewatched the whole Rumble, and again, I still, I you know, you had Kalisto versus ADR, and no one cared during that match. You had the women's match that didn't get interesting until the very, very end, and was a good reaction from the crowd, I think, when Sasha came out and everybody saw what was kind of leading up to WrestleMania. So I thought that was actually a decent segment part, but just part of that. And then New Day had a good match. I actually even thought there were some signs that even the Usos might be doing a heel turn, but apparently I was wrong. It just looked like they used some underhanded tactics, which I didn't think was usually around for your baby face, but they got a good, decent, some, I guess you would love to hate the New Day. So
now, what'd you think about the Royal Rumble match? I mean, when Roman Reigns came out, it sounded like there was boos, but it almost sounded like there was some cheering, but it seemed like a Goldberg cheering, if that makes sense. Like they would pump the chants into the PA. That's how I took it, at least. What are your thoughts on when he came out?
I only heard the boos, and I think the only people that were actually cheering was the people that were on TV that were on his pathway down. I think people are specifically ordering those tickets if you're a Reigns fans. The only reason you get those tickets right over there is because you're a Roman Reigns fan and you're hoping he comes by. But other than that, I mean, it was just nothing but boos. And I was very surprised that when I went to rewatch it, that there was even a slight undertow of some cheers. But they had to they took out the crowd noise for his entrance.
Now, when right before AJ Styles came out, everyone was looking. And then when did you find out it was AJ?
Like for me, it took, like I said, I had to wait until the people were halfway down the entrance to see it. I could hear people yelling AJ, AJ, but I couldn't see the Titantron, because I would have gotten it right away when I saw I Am Phenomenal. I would have been like, oh, that's AJ. I can't believe it. Yay. But everybody started yelling AJ and AJ. I'm like, oh, please, please, please be him. And sure enough, I was like, holy crap, it is him. But the cheers were well-deserved, and he deserved that time to come out and really appreciate his entrance. And he's worked his butt off in the indies or quote-unquote indies and all around the world. And he should soak that up. And it was an amazing thing, and I was sitting up there going, please, please, WWE, don't mess this up. And they went at it, and then the next one was Y2J, and then you kind of knew, it was like, okay, this is where they're going to start letting it build up a little bit, and some people are going to start building up in the ring. And actually, no, I think it was like Tyler Breeze or something, but eventually it got to Y2J, and that's when you knew it was going to build up a little bit. And you kind of then saw when new people came out, Y2J would always be the first one that would kind of greet them, and he would take their quote unquote, like their clothesline or the meat hook or whoever it was that came out, their little side move or something. And then AJ would do exactly that same thing too. So, you know, having Y2J kind of showing AJ, you know, people's moves and how they're, you know, or how they're supposed to take them and everything like that. I thought that was kind of neat too. And hopefully we'll see the feud between them continue.
Now, Doug, in the Royal Rumble match itself, AJ came out number three. And so there was a little bit of a star off between him and Roman Reigns. The crowd, you know, on TV, it was very noticeably in favor of AJ. In terms of the booking of it, what did you think of that? Like, what was your reaction to AJ coming out number three, but not just him coming out, but having him go up against Roman Reigns?
I don't know if I liked it as much, just because as much as I'd love to propel AJ into that main event status right away, since they're desperate for it, I kind of would like to see him more start off with like the Intercontinental title right away, or, you know, get into that hunt right away and then work his way up to the main event status through the Intercontinental title. I don't know. It's just I've been a big AJ fan for a long time, and to see him going up against Roman Reigns, I don't know. That's not my dream match. That's not my dream matchup. That's not, it's not to say that they didn't work well together, but, you know, it's the only thing I could see, you know, they're doing, and it's something I've got my fingers crossed for it, and kind of how I want to book things. I'm hoping that this is something that they're doing to kind of start promoting that Roman Reigns heel turn.
Now, just out of curiosity, what do you think the crowd would have done if AJ came out and eliminated Roman Reigns?
Oh, they would have. I mean, everybody would have. There would have been mass rioting as cheering. I mean, just everybody would lose their minds, because if Roman Reigns would have went out that early, which is something I you know, again, dream scenario. But everybody would have known that there's a new title, and that AJ would have probably a decent chance at taking it home and winning it from the number three spot. But, you know, again, that goes into well wishes and what ifs, but it would have been pretty cool, I think.
Now, when AJ was eliminated, he was, of course, eliminated by Kevin Owens. How was the crowd after that?
I think it was, and you guys touched on it last week, where if you're going to have AJ be eliminated, having it be done by Kevin Owens, someone that everybody was cheering to, you know, he is the heel, but you cheer the heel in the aspect of you love how bad he is. You love to hate him kind of aspect. He is one of those people that could get away from, oh, of course it's going to be him, you know, and I think that goes to show kind of how great Kevin Owens is right now as your, probably your number one heel. You look at the three people that, you know, Kevin Owens comes out and he fights AJ right away, and they keep battling, you know, Kevin Owens throws him out and does the AJ taunt, which I thought was phenomenal in itself. And then you had Sami Zayn comes out. And it's like, okay, now Sami Zayn comes out. What better way for them to have a nice little feud going on? Okay, now they're punching each other. And now Ambrose is coming out. And you kind of saw that frustration look over Kevin Owens going, how many more of these people do I have to feud with? So I thought Kevin Owens did a great job in the Royal Rumble and a great booking for him. And it just shows that he could have a feud with so many people in the WWE, a good feud and a lasting feud with people, that they need to get him up even to that main event status, just because he could hold a feud with people.
Now, Doug, based on what you were saying about Kevin Owens, do you think he could be WWE champion by the end of 2017?
Yes, very much so. And I'd love to see it. Now, is WWE creative going to let us have that? I don't know. They might have him just constantly going from feud to feud to feud and putting on great, great shows. And they keep forcing Roman Reigns down our throats. I mean, until they learn to actually give the crowd what they want, which is a Kevin Owens be the main heel, give him Kevin Owens as the main heel. You know, when Rollins comes back, Rollins can have great feuds. I mean, he was another person that could be given a crappy feud like with Kane and make it work somehow. Give it at least a little bit of legitimacy. Kevin Owens can make that with anybody. He can make that feud last, and I'd love to see him hold the title because he could hold it for 3 months and make three different feuds and build up your lower card people to make them more on the high card and make them legitimate high card contenders for the title.
Now, the crowd reaction when Trips won, how was it? Because it was down to, Trips and Dean Ambrose. Were the people hot for Dean Ambrose?
I think you got to start off with when it went down to the final four and you had Triple H, Sheamus, Roman Reigns, and Ambrose. And then, I mean, the amount of cheering that happened the moment you realized that Roman Reigns was out of the ring and out of the match. That was probably one of the biggest pops of the whole night, was just the fact that Roman Reigns got eliminated. So that's, the sensation of realizing you have a new champion, you are definitely going to see a new champion. And then you kind of looked him back and it's like, oh, it's Ambrose and Triple H. Everybody cheered Roman Reigns getting thrown out. And then everybody turned to the Ambrose side and started cheering for Ambrose to win, and Ambrose. And then even though Triple H won, they still cheered. I think there was less cheers. I think there would have been, like, it would have blown the roof off the top of the lid there at the arena if Ambrose could have won it. But everybody was still cheering and happy that Triple H won.
I'm pretty shocked about that they were, because you could see on TV that, that they were pretty happy about it. But I guess, is there anything that you noticed rewatching the Rumble that came out through the live crowd but not on the network?
Just the amount of booing that Reigns got versus the number of even at Triple H, they had to down the crowd cheering at the end when he had won. I'm surprised they still didn't, I even think the cheers for Ambrose, the whole arena yelling Ambrose. I thought that was a little down because, I think they don't want people to be up as high on anybody else but Roman Reigns, and they couldn't do anything but down the arena noise for it because everybody was rooting for AJ. Everybody was rooting for all these people, and everybody was booing if they were trying to throw out AJ or cheering every time that anybody tried to throw out Roman Reigns. And they had one time where both of them were tearing, and it's like, what do we do? Do we boo for Roman or AJ almost going out, or do we cheer for Reigns almost going out? I will say that there was the other one thing that I kind of I had missed a couple of the eliminations. They took a lot of focus away from the match itself when they grabbed Roman Reigns out and was doing everything to him on the outside. It took away, I think, from the match. Nobody realized that Kofi Kingston was eliminated. And I was like, oh, well, then I'm going to have to go back and watch it on the network and see what happened. And then when I went back and watched it on the network, I was really mad that I didn't get to see it live what happened because everybody was more focused on Roman Reigns. It's like, wow, that. And then when they finally did show it, it's like, that was something worth showing. They really messed up the timing of that they put them both together. But, I don't know if the production of the match itself was the best for any Royal Rumble, but you still did have the surprise of, was Triple H going to win it? Did Ambrose have a shot? You kind of felt that when they took Reigns away, it's like, oh great, this is how they're going to make him last until the final four. They're going to bring him back, and you kind of knew that Triple H was going to be the 30th entrant when he came back at 29. And so it was a little predictable, but overall, I still think it was an enjoyable Royal Rumble match.
Do you think having the title in the match made it more special? Was it something that was like, oh man, this is cool, I'm going to see a title change here? Or would you have rather had this been a number one contender match at WrestleMania like it normally is?
I didn't mind it for this time. It made sense storyline wise. You could see WWE was really hurting to try to find that big main event for WrestleMania. They needed a big star in it, and they didn't want, you know, so they had to do something to make it special. I don't want to see it every year. But I think it was nice this year, and you got the crowd support when you realized Reigns was not going to have the title anymore.
Excellent. So yeah, I'm really happy you got to go see the Royal Rumble. Just out of curiosity, after you got off Space Mountain, did you go, woo?
I did.
Yes. All right. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs to the FreeSet Builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Off the Mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of our web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the loads of sponsors, including WWEShop.com. Make sure you click on the banner at the top, and you'll save big on items from so many different things, including WWEShop.com. Let's talk, well, Raw this week and SmackDown. Aaron, AJ's place in WWE right now. He came out, and he was on Miz TV. What were your thoughts on that?
So I was thinking about this with how AJ came into WWE and you know, the way he was received at the Royal Rumble, obviously was I think really great. You know, we've never had, to my knowledge, we've never had somebody debut at the in the Royal Rumble match itself. So to see what had happened was really spectacular. The following night on Raw, he takes on Jericho, and they go to do an interview with him, and Jericho interrupts, right? And then they have a match, and AJ wins. Then he has a match on, kind of a throwaway match on SmackDown. He wins. And then this past Monday, him and Miz they're on Miz TV, and Miz keeps interrupting him, and he doesn't let him speak. And AJ's getting a little annoyed at this, and you can tell. And Miz is kind of digging at him a little. He's putting him over, but he's digging at him a little bit. And so AJ just beats the crap out of him. And then on SmackDown, obviously, they have a match. AJ wins, which is, you know, great. I mean, that's actually smart booking on WWE's part. I actually think that AJ is one of the very few people that they're booking, you know, well right now. I mean, it's 2 weeks in. So what, you know, what do you know? And Jericho was actually at that match, and he said, I want to take you on again. I think that round two, let's see what's going to happen. And so AJ's place right now in the WWE, I actually think it reminds me a little bit of how WCW was back in the day, where you had different storylines going on that were independent of each other that weren't necessarily all stupid, I think is the best way to put it. You know, and like this one is actually one that I like, and you have multiple people that are in this storyline. And the storyline is still going. So AJ's place right now in WWE is, you know, he's definitely the mid-card range, you know, a fan favorite mid-carder. And if he keeps winning these matches, he's going to get up to the upper mid-card. And then potentially we could, you know, see him, have a title run, you know, down the line. Maybe.
Yeah. Doug, what'd you think about the segment? Do you think that they're doing this properly and they're doing the slow build opposed to the, hey, we're just going to throw you in right now?
You know, I agree with what Aaron said. I wish they would just mix it up a little bit more where you throw AJ versus Ziggler. You throw in AJ, you know, maybe don't do AJ Kevin Owens, but you start throwing Kevin Owens into some of these other people so he's not wrestling Ziggler every week. Which, might I remind you, Ziggler lost to Heath Slater clean. So now that you have Ziggler versus Kevin Owens and Ziggler beat Kevin Owens, you could also say Heath Slater is better than Kevin Owens.
Oh, geez.
At this point in time. So they need to, and I love when you, like Aaron said, if you mix match the rivalries and put a thing going on like this, here you have a bunch of your upper mid carders, AJ Styles, Y2J, Miz, Ziggler, Kevin Owens. You have them all battle, you know, in kind of a round robin kind of thing. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you have, hey, your new number one contender for the Intercontinental title, or your new number one contender for the U.S. title. whatever you want. You throw in a couple of the, you know, if you want to keep Ambrose in the little round robin aspect of it, and you throw him in to battle everybody, and then you have feuds that can go out of those that you promote at your pay-per-views, and that's where I think they need to be going out of this.
Yeah, and I do agree. I think they're doing a great job right now. I'm waiting to see what happens, coming towards WrestleMania, because I think AJ, do you think AJ should be on the card for WrestleMania, Doug?
Of course. Okay. WrestleMania is your time to shine your best talents. You have your best talents out there. And honestly, right now, my dream match for AJ Styles is actually a AJ versus Y2J versus Kevin Owens versus Miz versus Ziggler versus a mystery opponent for the Intercontinental title in a ladder match. I absolutely loved it when they had Daniel Bryan win it in a ladder match. I don't think that Daniel Bryan needed to be in a ladder match so close after an injury, but I thought that was a great thing. You know what? If you want to make it a tradition now that the Intercontinental title will be defended on a ladder match at WrestleMania, do it. But there you take all your upper stars. You're going to have a great match, and you showcase them.
I agree. The one thing that I think is happening right now is the three-way leading up to Fastlane. I think they're starting to maybe hint towards maybe a Dean Ambrose heel turn. For some reason, I just feel that's what's going to happen. But we already know that Roman Reigns will end up winning some way, because that's just how it is. It's going to happen. But I'm pretty excited about this. Aaron, what are your thoughts on the three-way, the way that they're building up right now? Because it seems like they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate that we know what the outcome is going to be, but we don't know how we're going to get there necessarily. And so the buildup for it has actually been pretty decent. And I think having Lesnar there really helps out. The stare down that they had in the ring, him and Ambrose, because Ambrose is so wild and crazy, was really nice. And then at the end where you had Lesnar take out Ambrose was really good too. And so I'm actually a little excited for this match. I think the buildup has been good. And if they have a really good undercard that goes along with it, then, you know, this Fastlane could be a pretty decent pay-per-view, unlike last year's, which was definitely a throwaway pay-per-view. And in fact, it was one of the worst pay-per-views, I think, of last year. This one so far could be, you know, if they build it up right, you know, we could have a top five potential. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, Doug, same question.
I'm kind of hoping for the swerve out of this three-way. I think we all see what's coming is, you know, Brock will probably be interfered with by the Wyatt family setting up their feud for WrestleMania. So it really is going to come down to Ambrose versus Roman Reigns. And honestly, if I was booking it, I have Ambrose win this. Thanks to, you know, let's say Roman Reigns spears Brock Lesnar, but Ambrose gets the pin kind of thing. And you know what? I really think if they want to set it up where they think Roman Reigns is the next Rock, then they have to realize also that the Rock was booed when he first initially started, and he didn't get his breakout until he was a heel. So you want the fans to start appreciating Reigns. You want Reigns to be the next Rock. This is the perfect time and perfect setup to make him go heel. It'll be Triple H versus Ambrose at WrestleMania, which you already know the crowd was really into via the Royal Rumble. Everybody was into Ambrose versus Triple H. And you have Reigns turn on him at WrestleMania and Superman punch Ambrose, which causes Triple H to win it. And now you have the new lead for authority is Roman Reigns, which then when Rollins comes back, he can feud with him before feuding with Triple H again. I don't know. It's just I think you have everything set up right now for Reigns to do the turn. I do not want to see Reigns in the title match versus Triple H at WrestleMania, because this is going to be the third time this year that Reigns will win the title in less than, 4 months? 4 or 5 months? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. He's quickly going to outreign Flair for number of title holds within a couple years.
Now, Doug, you mentioned that you would like to see Dean Ambrose there, you know, in the main event. What about having a three-way? Like, what if something happens where, let's say, you know, Ambrose pins Reigns and then, you know, Reigns wants a match and says, no, I want, you know, I need redemption here. I want you to put your title match on the line against me. And for whatever reason they do. And then, you know, something happens where they say, oh, you know what? No, we're going to do all three. You know, we're going to do a three-way at WrestleMania. Would you be in favor of something like that where you have Reigns pin Ambrose, you know, in a heelish way, like he uses a chair and then turns heel to pin him? And so we have a heel, you know, title reign.
I don't know. I know that Triple H is not going to hold the title for very long. I wouldn't mind even seeing him. Actually, I wouldn't even mind if he held it till SummerSlam, till Rollins came back. Honestly, if you kind of just had one of those every once in a while, you know, I'm going to keep making the pay-per-view. Who's going to get the chance to face Triple H? Who's going to get the chance to face Triple H? And stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see I don't want to see the Daniel Bryan story again, I guess. I don't want to see Roman have to win a match now to get into the WrestleMania main event. I don't want to see, you know, even if Ambrose was to win that, the story's been done, and it was done only a couple years ago. Get over it. Get new creative, get new storylines going.
But do you think him having the title at 46, do you think that's too old though?
It's fine because of how the storyline is. And you know that it's only going to be temporary. It's something that is definitely going to be, hey, you know what? It's Triple H. Yeah, he does it. He has the title. He doesn't necessarily need to hold on to it. He's not somebody that has to have the title in order to define their career anymore. He is a temporary holder for it. But at the same time, who else do you have right now, I guess, is kind of your – who? I mean, obviously, you tried the Sheamus route, and that failed, which I believe we all saw coming. They keep trying to push Reigns, which is not working. Sorry, WWE, it's not working. You need something new. Hopefully they listen to the people at the Royal Rumble and they'll do something new with it and give it to Ambrose. I think it's his time to shine, and we'll see where he can go with it maybe for a little bit. And if it's not him, then you start to find somebody that is going to be.
Now, Andy, right now there's a rumor going around. We're going to see Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar, and then another member of the Wyatt family, Braun Strowman, is going to be taking on The Undertaker. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not going to happen, Aaron. This match will not happen because WWE is not that dumb. Well, they did make Roman Reigns a champion. Yeah, it might happen.
Three-time champion.
Thank you. So there is a chance that this may happen. I really hope it doesn't, though. I think it would be a complete miss for WWE to do this because Undertaker does not need to wrestle at WrestleMania. I want to see him, don't get me wrong. But Braun Strowman is not the guy that he's going to wrestle. I would rather see Luke Harper because I think Luke Harper and him could put on a great match. But I don't think that Braun Strowman can because he's so green right now. I think this would be a complete mistake. They need to just say, oh, this rumor is completely false. Did not happen. Doug, what do you think?
I agree with you. I don't need this to happen. But kind of a counter offer to you would be, would you be okay with a Brock and Undertaker versus the Wyatt family?
Yeah. I'm fine with
absolutely.
That. That's actually, yeah. That actually should be the, because then you can have both guys wrestle the entire, you know, and Undertaker, if he's winded a little bit, he can stay back there for a few more minutes while Brock takes some punishment. So that actually is probably the best. Actually, that's probably the best way to book Undertaker at this point. Have him in a tag match. Because if I remember right, didn't Taker do a tag match where Kane got injured and he had to finish the match a few WrestleManias back? It might have been the one in Seattle.
Well, they just had a Survivor Series where there's Kane and Undertaker versus the Wyatts, and that was more of the swan song of Undertaker, I thought. But if you want to bring him back, you know what? I wouldn't even mind if they booked it as Brock versus the whole Wyatt family And The Undertaker comes out during the middle of the match and joins him and helps him defeat the Wyatt family.
Okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, I you know, and I agree, actually. I was kind of thinking about an idea to have Taker in a match. And in order, you know, and to do that, a sign of respect, you know, where Taker comes out and basically says, you know, I want you and me to take on the Wyatts. And I think that'd be really great. You know, I do. The only thing is, I think that they do want to book that each shot like them in one match a piece. So I don't know if necessarily WWE would do that. With that said, though, I think that Braun Strowman would be the absolute worst candidate. You know, when you take a look at who he's faced at WrestleManias, you know, he faced HBK twice, Triple H twice, CM Punk. Then you had Lesnar and then Bray Wyatt. And so the next person that you would want him to face would be somebody who is either a very up and coming or B, a legend. And right now you don't have any legends I can think of that would be a good person to face him except for Sting. And up and comers, you know, really Kevin Owens is the only one I could think of, you know, to have that pleasure of facing The Undertaker. You know, somebody that could be very brash and very, you know, kind of just a jerk to him, that to make the crowd hate him even more. And, you know, that might be give him a good rub if they went that route. But then you do take away a potential opponent for AJ, unless you have him, you know, depending on another hot heel, you know, that'd be the tough thing. So it's I don't, you know, this rumor, if it is true, I think would be a terrible, terrible idea.
Oh, and just to point out, I was right, but it was actually a handicap match. Taker versus Big Show and it was Taker versus Big Show and A-Train, and it was at Safeco Field in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that terrible match.
Yes, it was bad. It went for 9 minutes and 45 seconds. I just want to point that out. It was a great match, and hopefully we'll never see that, because I think that's what that match would be if Strowman was and Taker were going at it. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and any of the podcasts, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes and Doug Hahn, I'm Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.